Republican lawmakers gathered with Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner in Marion recently to highlight the recent budget agreement for fiscal year 2019, which starts on July the 1st. 59th District Senator Dale Fowler said the recently passed budget includes $1 million for the Alexander Carroll Pork District. And Fowler says because of the announcement, the proposed Carroll Port project is getting interest nationwide.
There's $1 million in FY19 budget for the Alexander Carroll Port District that goes toward the permitting process and the design work of the Carroll Port Terminal that we're proposing to build in Carroll on the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio. It'll actually be located on the Mississippi, but it's exciting news for Southern Illinois. We project that the permitting process will take a year to a year and a half. That's quite stringent, and then obviously we'll continue with the design process along that route in the interim. But just the fact that we've made this announcement, we have had numerous calls from different companies that want to be involved in this process. We have construction companies that are actually looking at developing some housing, possibly, that we're meeting with from all over the country. I had representatives from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, just a couple weeks ago that actually flew in to see the site and some other sites in Southern Illinois. And I was just recently contacted by a firm out of Denver, Colorado, that wants to look at the project as well. And I also have two missed calls on my phone today from companies that want to look at us from Missouri. So now that we've developed this really positive momentum toward the terminal project, it's developing quite a buzz.
Fowler was joined by 117th District Representative Dave Severin and 115th Representative Terry Bryant, along with the governor. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.